Hebrews chapter 1. Elohim, who at various times and in diverse ways spoke long ago to the fathers through the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, and by whom he also made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he at any time say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Or again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of Elohim worship him." Of the angels he says, "He makes his angels spirits, and his servants a flame of fire." But to the Son he says, "Your throne, O Elohim, lasts forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore Elohim, even your Elohim, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Yeshua, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they all will wear out like a garment. As a cloak you will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not end." But to which of the angels did he at any time say, "Sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to minister to those who will inherit salvation?